Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Coach Lalisa Show. Today is Monday, marvelous Monday. I tell you, it took us a long time to get there to where Mondays were marvelous, because, you know, y'all, I'm going back to the day where, you know what, it wasn't so marvelous. A day where you got up, and Monday was that dreaded day that we had to go back to work. Anybody like me out there, remember that day when it was, oh, no, it's Monday? Boy, I remember those days like it was yesterday. And I knew somehow, some way, I was going to have to get away from that life. I knew I could not live that life until the end of my life. I didn't want that, or until the end of my career. But I remember being there. So those of you who are still there, well, we want you to tune in to the Coach Lalisa Show each and every day, because we want to help you out of that scenario. We want Mondays to be marvelous. We want Tuesdays to be terrific. We want Wednesdays to just be wild and to be everything you want it to be. We want Thursdays to be fantastic, and we want Fridays to remain as they usually have been, fantastic, so that your whole week is charged up. You know, as young people say, your world rocks. Well, your week rocks. And we're going to rock it right here on the Coach Lalisa Show to help you. Good morning, and welcome to those of you who are in the chat room, to those of you who are listening to the archives, to those of you who are on the switchboards, to the other RRS feeds that you're tuning in. Some people are tuning in through other methods and means, because technology has no end. There's no end to technology. So every day, almost every minute, there's something new being created. And that brings me to our subject this morning, talking about being a terrific salesperson, how to get more customers, how to get more customers. And we're going to be bringing on in just a minute a 30-year sales expert. A veteran to this field, has done this over half of his life. This person is going to be with us very shortly to talk about, yep, he's joining us right here in the studio. So it will be a live interview, and not over the phone, but it will be over the phone for those of you. For those of you who are in the chat room, you don't want to go away if you came because of the topic. then you are in the right place. Drew T. Williams will be with us. And guess what? Great news. He also has a book coming out next year. And so you, those of you who want to really become better at selling, you can use the principles that he talks about in your personal life. You can use it in your business life. You talk to your company, any company you work for. I don't care if you work for AT&T or you might work for IBM or you may work for Procter & Gamble. You could work for a small bank. You could work for a small drugstore or a store like a Rite Aid. It doesn't matter. Whatever, whoever you work for, if you can show them how you can pull in more customers, they're going to sit you down at that table and talk to you. They want to know. There's a lot of things that go on in organizations, but when it comes down to it, the bottom line is still the bottom line. And if I don't have customers, I have no business. And so we want to know, and the customers are out there. I mean, let's face it. There's about close to 7 billion people in the world. And now that we're a global market, We're the global marketplace now. When you're selling today, you're selling to the global marketplace. And what percentage of customers are you able to reach in what you do? And so this is why his message is so important today, even more so than 30 years ago or 50 years ago. Right now, today, we need to know how to reach the customers, how to reach more customers. You know, customers are out there. They're everywhere. They're not just in the United States. They're not just in Africa. They're in Asia. They're in Europe. They're in Australia. They're in Canada. They're all over the world. So we are very, very excited to bring him on. But we want to also tell you about another opportunity for you to come and connect with business-minded women who also are getting more customers and getting customers. This Friday on December the 17th, we will be at the Sister to Sister meeting. It's a monthly meeting held every third Friday. This particular Friday, they're going to have a panel. It is the panel discussion is about strengthening families and the family bond. Would it be in holidays upon us? This is the topic that they put out. Usually at every meeting, they have a guest speaker. This group has been meeting since January, so they are about to mark their one-year anniversary of meeting together. You know, when you get involved with things, if you stick with it, you will see the growth. If you stick with it, put in some effort, put in some time. That's going to happen on Friday starting at 7. So Friday at 7, you want to make your way over to 1877 Springfield Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. You can go to my Facebook page. I have a flyer there posted. Or you could contact me if you don't see the flyer, if you don't get it and you would desire to come. For a family of four, it's only going to cost you $25, I believe, to get there. So they usually have food, and the food is absolutely delicious, and she's going to do it. Miss Angie Williams is going to do it. Believe me, you, it is going to be spectacular. And if you are a business owner, you can come and connect with other women, support other women in business, get support for yourself. They do have vendor tables. You can also find out about that. And then on Sunday, this Sunday, everybody say this Sunday, December the 19th, there will be a relaunch party for my business, the training company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, and also our newest venture, which is our Career and Job Training Institute. We're going to be relaunching Performance Strategies Unlimited and also introducing our Career and Job Training Institute, where you can get job business training, customer service training, HR training, medical assistance training. We're launching in 2011. So all of this, just I tell you, power, 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 and powerful. Some of it even coming out of some things that went on over the weekend. So So the relaunch party is going to be at the same place, 1877 Maplewood in Maplewood, New Jersey, on Springfield Avenue in Maplewood. I just want to get these preliminaries out of the way. Yes, Mr. Drew Williams is preparing to come to bring a very, very powerful tips and message to you about how to win more customers. Because, you know, some of us who have been in sales, I know there's a young lady that had contacted me on Facebook about selling more copies of her book. I know other people have talked about selling. This is going to really help you. For those of you who want to sell more copies of your book, or maybe you are in one of those direct marketing companies or network marketing companies, and you need to sell more of whatever product you have. You could be have vitamin products, other healthcare products, beauty products. Maybe you're Mary Kay rep. Whatever you are doing, you're going to find out what it is, what are some of the key secrets to getting more customers. So you don't want to go away. You want to definitely stay tuned, and I welcome each and every one of you to the show this morning. Now, also, the relaunch training company, that celebration will happen Sunday, December the 19th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'll give you a nice presentation, show you, you know, some details about the training company. Also, it will be a co-launch. There's another young lady who is launching her CPA firm. She's a certified public accountant, and she is launching her firm to do all of your small business taxes and other small business accounting that you need. You know, as small business owners like myself, we want to be able to focus on the business of our business. If I'm a public speaker, I want to be able to focus on speaking. I don't want to be bogged down with the accountant work. And so I thank God for her firm that she's launching. She's a recent MBA graduate. She's worked for some firms. She has the experience. She has the energy, and she's willing to do it because she's going to be also launching her company, Ms. Charlene Bay, and I'm just so happy and excited and just proud of her that she is stepping up to the plate and not being fearful and afraid that the business won't make it. See, when you have confidence in the Lord, you know your business is going to be a success. You know that your business is going to be a success. Now, there are other businesses, other launches that are going to be taking place. You definitely want to stay tuned so that you don't miss a single minute of it. Good morning to At Home Biz Radio. Good morning to Coach K and to the guests in the chat room. Yes, stay tuned. Don't go away. We are waiting for Mr. Drew Williams to come to the studio so he can talk about how to win more customers. I spoke with him about it. I talked with him about it. I got some pointers from him. I'm ready and raring to go to implement them. Some of them I have implemented already. I've absolutely watched him consistently year after year after year be successful in getting the sale. And there's a lot of myths out there about sales and about winning customers. And unfortunately, so many salespeople have been turned off, have been misguided, have been directed in the wrong way, and they have made a bad name for the field of sales. But sales is a legitimate field. It's a legitimate career choice, which is one of the career training areas that we will also be offering under our brand new Career and Job Training Institute. And you know what I've learned is that, you know, a lot of people, they feel like you have to, they think it takes, you know, this and that, and that you have to be born that way. Old salespeople are born and not made. You hear that same thing about leaders. They say leaders are born and not made, and you have to be born with this and born with that. And that's somewhat true. There are a lot of traits and skills and abilities that you can be born with. But after that, you need to learn what it is to do. It's not so much that we're born and not made. but they are born and learned. You can learn to be a great salesperson. You can learn to be a great public speaker. You can learn how to do this or to do that. You can learn leadership skills and how to be a great leader. There are a lot of people who are in leadership positions, but they do not possess good skills, but they can learn. So, you know, Mr. Drew Williams has learned one of the things about sales that I know and a profession like sales is that if you go and get a lot of training, you will be better off if you get the training and implement what you've learned. You know, there's other myths about sales that, you know, they're out there. There are a lot of myths about sales. There are myths about marketing and sales. There are some people who feel that marketing and sales is the exact same thing. Yes, while sales is a part of the marketing process, you see, marketing is a process, yes, and sales is a part of that, but you still need to be able to sell. You need to be able to close the deal. You need to be able to get the customer to make a decision. You see, some people, and that's one of the problems we've seen in sales, is that some people aren't able to bring people to that decision-making step. They're not able to get people to that decision-making step. Well, I don't want to give away Drew's talk because he's going to be talking about some other ways to get the customer, but that's just one of them. Now, if you have any questions that you want, that you have burning on your heart about sales, because he knows it, type it in the chat room, and when he gets here, I'll make sure that you get your question answered. So type the question, because I talk to this man every day. He's actually my husband, so I know most of what he's already going to say, but I want you to benefit from what I've been benefiting from for years. I mean, when I first launched my book, I sold thousands of copies of my book just in the first 2 years, just using some of his sales tactics and some of his sales tips. And he's going to be here and just give us another 5 or 10 minutes, and he will be right here to answer your question. So if you have a question that you desire, you put it out there, and eventually, probably once a month, we'll bring him on to answer your questions, because it's no secret. We don't want it to be a secret. He's been successful. We want you to be successful with this for 30 years. And he sold products to people that he could not even speak their language. Neither could they speak his language. But when you know the language of selling, you can sell. You can get the job done. I won't say you can sell to anybody. I'm not going to say that, because I know that's one of the myths out there. There's some people who believe that you can sell anything to anybody. Well, I don't believe that, and I know he doesn't. You can't sell people stuff they don't want. That's number one. You know, so there you go. That right there, I just gave you one of the secrets right there. You can't sell people stuff they don't want. So you may want to start off by asking them, what do you want? But we're going to ask him about the secrets, and he'll be here in just a minute. Don't go away. Again, if you're on the phone lines and you have a question, raise your hand. And while we're waiting for him, just again want to remind you, number one, don't forget Friday, if you need to connect with other professional, successful business women, you definitely want to come on Friday the 17th. If you need support for your business, if you need business know-how, if you need someone to encourage you and to network with, make sure you come this Friday the 17th to 1877 Springfield Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Also, for those of you who want to be a part of our relaunch party for my company and then for Charlene's accountant business, she's launching her business for the first time. That's going to happen on Sunday, December the 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. Also back at the same facility, 1877 Springfield Avenue. For those of you who have contacted me about book publishing, book coaching, I will be starting coaching sessions online to walk you through how to get your book written, how to get more sales, how to get more customers. A few of you have asked, you have your book, now what? you came to the seminar, I gave you all the tips and steps on how to publish the book, but what next? How do I actually sell the book? How are some people selling so much and others aren't selling that much at all? It's been a wonderful, wonderful weekend, y'all. I tell you, for those of you who are at the Wyndham Garden Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, on Friday and Saturday, I know you were blessed. We had a fantastic time at the Releasing Your Inner Power retreat, so much so that so many things came out of that 1.5-day retreat. It was just amazing. New ideas, new businesses, new connections. Connections, our go-forward word for next year, our leading go-forward word is connections, And so now we have about 5 more minutes, and Drew will be with us. He's with us now. Okay, not in 5 minutes, but here for 5 minutes. So we are, first of all, I want to introduce to each and every one of you the person that I've been getting a lot of my sales strategies from, and that's Mr. Drew Williams. Mr. Drew Williams, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome.
All right. Well, there you heard it. There he is, Mr. Drew Williams, right here. And, again, if you're in the chat room, if you have any questions, okay, someone said it is okay. I think the question is if it's an understanding the difference of being a salesman and not a con man. That's so true. People do need to understand that. So, Drew, I'm so glad that you could be here to talk about how to win more customers, how people can win more customers. And it seems that there are a lot of people that I've been talking to out there struggling. And so what people I've been meeting, especially in this economy, and people want to know, how do we actually get the customer? How do you get more customers? What's been your secret? I know you've been in this field for 30 years. You've been a salesman for 30 years. You've done well. You've been able to, you know, be successful in being in sales, especially in the sales industry you're in. So I would just like now if you would just kind of talk to us and let us know, how do you get more customers? What's your secret? If you want to tell us what industry that you're in and which ones you've been in, that may also help as well. So,
well, my experience has been where I've been with the airline industry for the last 20-something years. I've been in the stainless steel industry and right now that I'm currently working for the largest producer of stainless steel in the world, which is ArcelorMittal. And my position is the sales administrator, where I coordinate all the stainless steel that comes into the United States, to all the 50 states. My company is based out of France. We bring material in from France, Belgium, Thailand, Brazil. We have currently 6 mills, and we're working on 2, which will be located in India by the year 2013. In regards to obtaining customers, you have to be honest, and you have to be sincere. You have to identify their needs and show that their needs are very important to you and for you to fulfill any type of problems that they might have, whether it be production, whether it be cost. You have to establish that relationship. To be a salesman, you have to be upfront, whether it be good news, bad news. You can't just tell your customer anything in order to obtain the sale or either maintain a sale. If the customer has a question and you don't know, don't fabricate the answer because of the fact that it'll only come back to haunt you in the end. You have to be upfront with them and let them know that you'll find out. You may not know, but you have resources that will give him the information that they require. You have to, in order to make the sale, you got to listen to the customer, and you have to be the one that actually listens and let the customer talk about his business.
His or her business.
His or her business, yes. His or her business. So you have to identify it, and then you have to come back with the solution to your customer to say, well, this material will fit or will solve their problem, whether it be cost-wise. Basically, you know, everybody's cost-conscious. Yes, we are, but you got to make sure that the product is actually something that fits, because you could bring the customer something that may not be that may not fit the customer's needs in regards to the actual reliability of the product. You just have to listen to his customer's needs. You have to be able to identify it. Then you have to give the features of whatever you're selling. I mean, you could sell a pencil, or you could sell a piece of paper, or what have you.
A book. Like you're an author.
A book is something you have to give the person the contents of the book. So therefore, you give them bullet points of what's in the book and how they might be interested. They might want to say chapter 5 is relating to something that you know that that person has been struggling with, or what that person is looking for. And then, you know, you have to know your book. You have to know your product. Whatever it might be, you got to know it from page 1 to page 301. You got to know what's in it. And if the person is sitting down and talking about a book or talking about their needs, and, you know, they're looking for certain information to help them, self-help books, looking for certain information to help them obtain a certain level or motivation or what have you, you got to be able to pinpoint it and say, well, you know, this book will give you certain keys and certain steps that you can take to do certain things, and you can say chapter 5, chapter, you know, you give the idea, you know, you outline it.
Hold on. I think there is a question. I'm just going to open up this person's phone line just in case. Area code 513, did you have a comment or a question?
I do. Good morning, Coach LaLisa, and good morning, Mr. Drew. My question is, I was wondering, I'm in the full-service dry cleaning business. Can I sell my dry cleaning, like, can I pull in more customers, I'm trying to say, with some type of sell tips?
Yes, and in that particular industry, I would say it would be more so, right now it's called savings. So you would have to, like, package certain things and, you know, like, get 9 shirts clean, get 10, get 1 free. Or, you know, I mean, that's you know, or you say, well, bring in 4 pair of pants, or, you know, and then you got to give them a savings. Or if you bring in 4 pair of pants and you give them, say, well, this is how much it costs to clean a pair of pants. If you bring in 4, we'll reduce it by 10%. You know, or, you know, if you, you know, you bring in multi garments, you know, you give them a discount on that. And then you have, like, certain things like Wednesday's specials or Thursday specials or early bird specials. You know, that's because you're selling them a commodity. So, therefore, you want to sell, it's a service that you want to be able to provide, and you want the person to say, okay, well, you know, they got that special going on at that cleaner's today. If you get shirts in before 12 or something like that, or if you clean pants or suits or hats, or, you know, you got to give them some type of incentive to bring multi garments to your store. And so you just be able to just say, okay, you know, you got to give specials. You know, just like a restaurant gives specials and causes people, and this is the menu for today, this is the menu for the week. And you just post it. And, you know, you got to have a visual that when people go by your store, they'll visualize and they say, oh, you know, they have that. Boy, I'm going to bring my shirts down there. I'm going to bring my pants down, bring my suits down there. You got to have visuals up on your windows. So, you know, I mean, it's fine to give them little things at your counter, which is nice to see. But, you know, 80% of the cards that people take from off counters, they don't read them. They might peek at them, but they don't read them. So I'd say more of a visual that they, because what's going to catch their eye, they're walking by and they'll look at it and say, then it'll sink into their mind. Then they'll go home and look at their garments and say, boy, you know, I didn't know that. They give this away on Wednesday, give this away on Thursday. Not give away, but give you a discount on what's the certain days. But that's how you would bring in more business.
Well, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Sales tips and strategies from Drew T. Williams, who is a sales expert, over 30 years experience in the industry, and great, great question coming from... Okay, they are at work, so I'm sure that was a good word for that person. And you said that customers, I heard a lot of things that you talked about. You said people have, the customer has needs.
Yes.
You have to know the needs of the customer.
You have to identify the needs.
You have to identify the needs.
Right, yes.
Uh-huh, you heard that, y'all. You got to identify the needs of your customers. You have to listen.
Yes.
How important is listening?
Listening is 75% of the sale. You got to be able to let the customer talk about his business. Because a lot of customers want
his or her business.
A lot of customers got to be very prideful. When you go in and you're talking to anybody about selling them anything, you got to want them to talk about their business. Let them talk about their business. And then you might interject and say, okay, I've listened to your conversation, and I see. And then you got to be able to repeat what they're saying back to them. So you can make sure, and then what you're doing is basically getting them to agree with you. So therefore, what you're doing, you're actually like listening, and then the customer becomes impressed because you listen and you can repeat the stuff back to them. I mean, you know, you can write it out. You're writing stuff down as they're talking and everything. And then once you see that, you want to get the customer to be comfortable with you because it's a relationship. It's not a sale. Is you can sell anybody, but a customer wants to be a relationship. You got to have talk about family. So, you know, that's down the line. You get into that, you want a relationship with the customer. And then you'll be able to sell the customer. And then, I mean, you know, because it's all about service, commitment. Of course, cost is there. And then you got to, you got to be able to create a relationship with the customer in order to fulfill their needs.
Okay, now what about people, Drew, who are in these, and thank you very much for all that information, and thank you to your question. Any other questions? You have about 2 more minutes to raise your hand because he will have to run off in a second. But I just wanted to, what about people who are in industries where, two areas I want to talk about to help people. One is in the network marketing business who have these products, either healthcare and other products like that, or it could be the beauty care, the beauty industry, and then also people who are, we talked about people in the book industry, so I think you gave some great tips for that. That's going to help a lot of people. But now the network marketing people, they're selling vitamins and different things, Noni Juice or whatever it might be, Artist International. How can, because a lot of these people are struggling to get customers. They know the product even because they go to a lot of product training. That's all they do in those network businesses. They bring you to training every day, every week, on the phone. I was doing it and was lots of training, but I still did not end up with any more customers. So what's and then small business owners like Hope and others who have small businesses, whether it be like my company, a training business, and things that are not a hard, fast need. Like people need shoes. Naturally, they're going to go buy shoes. People need food. You got to eat. What about the other things that people don't know they need? So can you talk about that for a minute? So the network people, network marketing people, and small business.
Well, networking industry, that is that comes down to actually creating. It goes back to relationship because of the fact that you got to. I mean, in network, you got to be able to. That's, you know, I don't know if they're going to be repeat customers or what.
Looking for new customers.
Looking for new customers in the network, okay. When you're looking for new customers in the network, and you're going to have to be able to talk to them about the product in a sense that, you know, you got to believe in what you're selling, first of all. You got to believe it's going to benefit them. Got to let them know that it will help them. You got to know all the ins and outs, and what are they, do you feel, and then you got to ask the question to your customer, do you feel this might be something that you'd be interested in? I mean, that's the open-ended question, and that's like they're going to say yes or no, a maybe. There's going to be a maybe sometimes. But then you got to be able to know your product that you're trying to network, the network marketing products. You got to be able to, if you're selling vitamins, are you selling artists, you got to know the how it's going to make you look, and get testimonies from various past customers that that use the product, and just lead them to that and say, well, these are the results, and these are the befores, and these are the afters, and this is, you know, those are products that you got to, it's not a lot of full conversation. Those are products that you got to be able to show the actual, what it was before and the after, and how much it'll benefit and how it will improve, and then and let them use the product. And so they could see it and say, you know, take a picture of the before and take the picture of the after. If it's artists, which is the like the body magic, you say, okay, here you are now, click.
Okay.
Then you put it on them. They say, here you are now, click.
What about the Mary Kay type people?
Mary Kay is the same thing. You dress them up. You say, don't just feel like that's cosmetic. So what you do, you say, how does this feel on your skin, this cleanser, or whatever you want to say? Well, see, let's give you a full facial cleansing. So you say, see how refreshed your skin is. Go ahead and wash your face. You say, go wash your face. And you just say, all right, you wash your face with whatever soap or whatever they're using to wash their face. Let them wash their face.
Okay.
And then you give them the cleansing of whatever the product of that Mary Kay might be selling.
Okay. Now, but how do I actually get the customer? How do I go out and get a new customer that's never heard of Mary Kay or may never heard of artists or my travel business or what anything else I have? How do I find that customer?
That's called cold calling.
Okay.
Basically, you got a cold call. I mean, those are cold calls. Those are. I mean, it takes
so
a special person to cold call.
How do you? What's the skills? I mean, what are the activities of a cold call? What do you need to make a cold call?
You can basically introduce yourself and ask, you know, would they be interested in the product? Would they be able to, you know, talk to you? Give me a few minutes to speak to you.
Okay.
Be very polite.
Okay.
You got to be straightforward. And then you got to look at everything. The customer might say, well, no, not right now.
Okay.
See, when the customer gives you a negative, that always you can turn that into a positive, because you got to be persistent in that industry. You got to be determined that that's what you want to do. And you can't get discouraged with someone saying no to you.
Okay.
And then sometimes you can say, well, can I, even if they say no, and you say, well, can I check back with you in a couple of weeks? You know, you may have a little time to just discuss it. But then sometimes a customer, it just puts up the defense and say no because it's just instinct. But then if you're polite and say, I'm not going to be pressuring you, and then sometimes the customer say, well, you know, he asked me or she asked me, you know, would I? And I told them no, and I really was unfair. And then getting a chance to explain what they have to offer me. So sometimes you turn a positive, you turn a negative into a positive, and you know, that's how you create a customer. That's how you get new customers and referrals.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Well, we certainly thank you, Drew, for that. I know you have to go, and I know you're on your way to another important meeting called your job. But we just certainly thank you for being here to share that information.
Anytime.
I got a lot out of it. If you missed Drew, if you missed him, you can turn, go back to the archives and listen to it again. And I also want to definitely let you know that Mr. Drew Williams has a wealth, like I told you, a wealth of knowledge and information about sales. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We are going to have him come in, you know, once a month at least, to give us some more tips, all these various areas as the network marketing as a whole sales industry all by itself, the small business owners, people in the service industries. He's going to have more information. And some of that information you're going to be able to find in his new book coming out next year, A Guide to Winning More Customers, coming out, hitting stores next year in February. And so, Drew, how do you feel about that? Your new book is coming out. You're going to be able to help so many people, like you said. Solutions. People want solutions.
Sounds good. Read it and you'll enjoy it.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, again, we know he has to go on. And if you have any more questions, if you have any comments about his talk today, I'll reiterate some of the points that he made for those of you who came to the line just for this topic today. Cold calling is a gold mine. Drew, one of the persons that that was actually Coach K. He said cold calling is a gold mine. He said sales reps need to stop acting like a cold calling is kryptonite. So, yes, it won't hurt you, right, Coach K? Oh, I love it, Coach K. That is so cute. He said it's not kryptonite. It's not going to break you down. Awesome, awesome, wonderful. Thank you for your comments. And Kiva, thank you. And we want to help. I want to help salespeople. Drew wants to help. That's why he has his new book coming out. And, yes, he is my husband, which I'm very happy and excited about. And this is a new turn for us to actually work together on a project like this. This is his first time in my 3 years of being on radio with Blog Talk Radio. Then I was on Harvest Radio for another few years. I've been doing radio now for 6 years. The last time I had him on as a guest talking about sales was the first year I did the first radio show, and that was in 2004. So, you know, just like he said, you got to be persistent. You got to be consistent. You got to stick with it. He said a lot of things. You got to know the customer. You got to know what the customer needs are. And he said it. How can we do that if we don't listen to the customer? So as salespeople, we don't run up to the customer. And I know sometimes we're so excited about our product and what it can do and what it is and what it's about. And I understand, believe me, you. That's why I wanted Drew to come on and talk about it, a person who has done this for 30 years, who has worked his way up in the company where he is. So, you know, you got to... Like he said, you know, enough about, we know all about our great product, but at the end of the conversation, what is it that you know about your customer? You could rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest. If you come away from the conversation knowing anything less than like an 8 about the customer, you haven't done great enough. Is you got to know everything about that customer. How can you sell them anything? How can you sell them your product, even if it's a book? You know, I tried that. It doesn't work. How can you sell a person something and you don't know anything about them? You know, you don't even know how your product will satisfy them. You know, some people are just so caught up into making money and they just want to go sell everything and they get burned out. So I love what he said. We have to listen to the customer, and then he gave the proof test. How to prove that you listened is that you're able to tell them back what they said. Because sometimes listening, we're listening with the intent of speaking, and we haven't heard a thing they said. Because all the while they were talking, we were thinking of what we were going to say next. I've been there, done that, still do that at times. But now that I've had this great training today, Drew, I won't be doing that anymore. We have to listen to the customer. He started out by saying we have to know what the customer, I love how he started out. He said you got to be honest and sincere. Got to be honest and sincere. And I think some of the tips that he gave are transferable from the network marketing industry to the small business industry, and you may be a salesperson for a large corporation. Got to be honest, got to be sincere. You do have to know your product, because after you've listened to the customer, you've heard their needs, now you have to know how your product will meet their needs. Because, again, you can't sell a person something that they don't need. You may get the one-time sale, but you won't get repeat sales. You won't have them spreading the word about you. If you sell somebody something that they did not need, you can guarantee that they're not going to tell anybody about your product or service. Yet, if you sell a person something that they really needed, they will tell everyone they know about you. And that's my sales tip that I've learned through Drew, but he told me, and I've seen it apply. When you sell people stuff they don't need, you're almost guaranteed they won't tell anyone about you, no matter how good it was. But if you sell somebody something that they really need at a time when they needed it most, even though it may not have been the highest quality ranking product, but they'll tell everyone about, because they'll feel that it was. Because why? It was something that they needed. You know, I have a lot of people now telling other people about the Coach LaLisa show. And I believe that principle is in place, because some of you are coming on here and you are finding the things that you need. Your need is being met. For those of you who need to develop personally, you've found something there, so you go and you tell somebody else, you need to tune in. For those of you who needed connections, you've come to the show and you've made great connections. I know one lady connected with a person all the way in another country for some area that she's working on. So when needs are met, so let's work on that for 2011. For all of you out there who want more customers, let's focus on finding their need, and the only way we're going to do that, we have to listen to them. Let's work on being honest and sincere with them. Like you said, if you can't do it, don't tell them you can. If you don't have it, don't say you do. If you don't know, don't say you do. Okay? Be honest and sincere. He said sometimes customers have their need is based on cost. You know, that's something I didn't often think about. That's important. Some people, the reason they may purchase from this person or purchase that person is because the cost structure was correct for them. Okay? And that's why you have stores like Walmart. Look at Walmart. Walmart does this better than probably anybody. Walmart knows that there are a ton of people out there, billions of people, who need to purchase something at a low cost. They don't worry about the people who can purchase and have a lot of money. They don't even worry about that person. They go after the person who needs clothing, food, and stuff in the appliance business. Whatever products they sell, they go after the people who need low cost. And that's who they target. Now, he also talked about the cold calling. Oh, yeah, one thing before I mention that, but I loved how he talked about show how your product or your service, your book, your dry cleaning business, whatever it is you have, show how you fit or solve their problem. Show how your product is a fit for something that they need or that it solves a problem. Again, but how are you going to know that? Unless you know their problem. I'll give you a prime example. There are people who are overweight, and some people think that, wow, that person would be perfect for my new fitness class. And then they find out that that person is not interested no matter what they do, even if they gave it away, the person wouldn't come. That's a prime example that you're not fitting with that person. It's not solving a problem for that person because you did not even identify if that was that person's problem. Not everyone overweight feels that it's a problem for them. It's not a problem. Yet, you could take someone who it could appear that they're slim and fit. You see, that person may be the customer. Why? Because that person feels that a problem for them is that they don't work out enough or they're not eating properly or whatever the weight loss or the weight control business or service you have. So I think today we come away with some very, very, very strategic and big takeaways that are going to definitely help us get more customers. So number one, we're going to know our product. We're going to know how it can help the customer. We're going to listen to the needs of the customer. What do you need? And then show how your product or service fits in. And he's going to come back on the next show and talk about Features and benefits. You got to know the features and benefits of your product. He talked about the cost. He talked about cold calling. He said, take special people to do cold calling because people have to be willing to receive rejection. And like Coach K said in the chat room, you know, cold calling is not kryptonite. It's a gold mine. You got to know how to pick up that phone. And one of the things Drew said over and over and over, and I've seen him do it, and I know he does it, you have to be polite. People like it when you're polite with them.
oh, ma'am, you know, I just wanted to show you this, or sir, I just wanted to take a few minutes of your time to show you this, and blah, blah, blah. And the other thing I liked when he said, too, is that show interest in them first before you even talk about their needs and what they need so that you can rush them your product. Before you do that, make you're interested in them. And, so since he works with a lot of businesses, he says that people love to, they're prideful, let's face it. People love to talk about themselves and their business. And so you can build that customer relationship just by listening to them and asking them questions. So I hope you got a lot out of the training call today on sales. And I see there are some comments going on in the chat room. Okay, cold calling. It says, somebody says they hate cold calling, but they know it works. Okay, At Home Biz, thank you for your comments. Also says, feels like a telemarketer when you're cold calling. Okay, okay, that could be, that could definitely be the case. And, when you're under pressure to sell it by reading a script or being crafty to close a sale, then yes, you are a telemarketer. That's true, Coach, and people try to send scripts all the time in my email, and it's a shame. The sad part is that people buy what they want and not what they need the majority of the time. So the greatest product you will ever sell is a product of you. This is Coach K talking. And they see the need when it's too late. Before you can sell your product or service, they have to be sold on you. That's also coming from Coach K. And Motivation says, got motivation. Oh, good show, Lisa. It's Adele. Hey, Adele, love you, love you. Glad to see you. Think like a marketer. Think like a marketer. And as we said before, I started out the show saying how a lot of people do confuse sales and marketing. Sometimes sales and marketing is intertwined, interchanged, the word, the definition, the meaning. Sales is a part of marketing. Sales is a part of marketing. Marketing helps to distinguish where the customers are. It helps to get the customer what it needs and how it needs it. That's a part of marketing. Remember the four P's: price, product, place, and promotion. Place is also interchanged sometimes with the word distribution. We just closed out the marketing in my business class last week, talking about the four, it's still the four P's of marketing. If you go for training, if you go to learn marketing from the textbooks, they're going to talk about those four P's, the pricing of a product and the place, where is the product placed. What products are you making and are you selling? But I think some huge takeaways here today. Are we listening to their needs? Again, you can try to force a product on someone that they don't need. It can happen, but they won't go back and tell anyone else about your company or your product. Yet if you meet that need. Now, as it relates to people purchasing what they want, well, that's because a lot of people have translated their wants into needs or their needs into wants. A lot of people, it's what they want, but it's like it becomes a need. I want my nails done. And people will say, oh, I need my nails. I need. You see, you hear that. I need my nails. I need my hair. I need a coat. I need a hat. Or I want. They use the words together, sometimes at the same time. But we know there are some basic human needs, like I need to eat, and I want to eat. I need shelter, and I need a house, or I need an apartment, or I need a roof over my head. I need water. There are basic needs that every human being needs. Every human being has a need to feel loved. Every human being has a need to feel like they've accomplished something in life. Every human being has a need to be loved. These are the basic needs. And then beyond that, every human being needs respect from their peers. And we know this is Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But even without that, we know that these are basic needs. People need to feel included and things like that. But for those of us business owners, if we're in business, whether we're in business for ourselves or we work for a company, every product wants to be at its destination, whatever you made that product for. Like my book, I wrote my book to help motivate people to live their dream. In the book,
There are steps in there on how you can change some of your behaviors. There are steps on how you can speak positively. So I just learned a lot just listening to him right now about the book. You got to know the content of your book. You got to bullet point those content. You got to first listen to the customer to hear them say that they need in their life this or that. If it's in your book, bam, you got to sell. But if it's not, don't try to sell it to them because you're wasting your breath. Find out what they need. You know, don't try to sell skin care to a person that doesn't care about their skin. Even if they got a lot of money, even if the person has a lot of money, you people think, oh, that'll make. I know that I've heard that in the network marketing business. Just invite a lot of people that got money. And I still didn't get any more sales. They didn't get me no more sales. I'm sorry. I don't think that's the right approach. We got to go in and find out what people need. And the only way we're going to do that is to listen. The only reason we're going to listen because we're trying to build a relationship. So there you have it. We're right back to relationship marketing. So we thank you for tuning in today. We're going to definitely have Drew back. I'm so excited about his new book coming out because he has some great information to share. And please email me and let me know if you got anything out of his message today, any tips that you are willing to go and apply. I'm going to go now and apply because I do have books and because I'm a motivational speaker. I'm going to now go make a list of what's in my speech, what's in my book, and I'm going to go and identify those people. Like he said, you got to identify needs and see how and get them to see how their need is going to be met with your product or service. And so, again, for hope, like he said, give a visual for those of you who would a business like a restaurant or like her business as a dry cleaners. Put that video, and even if you have an online business, make sure that what you're offering that customer is visible on your websites, on your Facebook pages, your MySpace pages, your Twitter pages, and every other pages we got. No, not just conversation, but the benefits of your product and your service. And I think that's been a good word. I think that's been good. Oh, yes, you're right, Coach K. Definitely he talked about asking those open-ended questions. Ask people about their kids. He talked about that. And you'll close more sales. He said that. He said ask about them. Ask about their families. People love it. He said it. People are very prideful. Let's face it. Even God said that. You know, even though he said don't do it, but people are. And people love to talk about themselves. When I was in my coaching company, coaching businesses I'm in is a network marketing business, and that's the first thing the lady told us. Talk about them. Ask them. All right, well, it's the end of the show. Don't forget tomorrow we have Ms. Carmen Booker. She's an attorney. She's a business attorney. She can get you any business solution that you need as it relates to legalities, any legal issues, any questions you have about partnerships and going into business with other people and what's the legalities, what's the liabilities, what's the issues, how to do the importance of a business plan. She's going to be able to talk about all that. You don't want to miss tomorrow. She's going to be here. She's going to be able to help you not get sued. Write that business plan so that you can get a bigger loan. And then we'll have a banker come on next week that will tell you why your bank loans are not going through. Why your bank loans are not going through. She's going to be coming on next week. So it's been great. It's been real. And we got to keep moving on up. And thank you all for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.